Welcome to Stop Christian Nationalism. A few days ago, Donald Trump gave a long and rambling speech at the 2025 National Prayer Breakfast, which is a privately run, non-governmental Christian nationalist gathering. The following is what Trump said at this event.
From the earliest days of our republic, faith in God has always been the ultimate source of the strength that beats in the hearts of our nation. We have to bring religion back. We have to bring it back much stronger. It's one of the biggest problems that we've had over the last fairly long period of time. So there could be nothing more beautiful than for us to gather in this majestic place. It is majestic, and reaffirm that America is and will always be one nation under God. At every stage of the American story, our country has drawn hope and courage and inspiration from our trust in the Almighty. Deep in the soul of every patriot is the knowledge that God has a special plan and a glorious mission for America. And that plan is going to happen. It's going to happen. I hope it happens sooner rather than later. It's going to happen. And it's His hand that guides us every single step of the way. And all of you and the things we have to do is to see the defining role that faith and prayer have played in the life of our nation. We see that with the Lord's help, the city stands taller and shines brighter than ever before, or at least it soon will. Without faith in God, there would be no American story. Every citizen should be proud of this exceptional heritage. We have an unbelievable heritage, and we have to use that. And God was watching me. The chances of me being here, my sons are shooters. They're really good shooters, Don and Eric. And they said the chances of missing from that range with that gun are, but Don equated it to a 1 foot putt. That's pretty bad. 2 feet I can see missing, but 1 foot you can't miss. It was the equivalent of a 1 foot putt is what he told me. He said, in fact, he gained some religion. He went up 25%. So you never know, but God did that. I mean, it had to be. The chances of turning, there's no reason to turn to the right. I feel even stronger. I believed in God, but I feel many of you are very religious. I know so many of you are very religious, and I just think that our country has been so badly hurt. We're very hurt by what COVID did to religion. It really hurt it badly, but it is starting to come back. So today we join our hearts and prayers and recommitting to putting our country first. We have to put our country first, making America stronger and greater and more exceptional than ever before. And we have to make religion a much more important factor now. We have to make it an important factor. And if we do that, it's going to be, our job is just going to be much easier. It unifies people. It brings people together. We really have to get together. We all know what's right and what's wrong, and we have to unify. God bless everybody. We want to come together, and the happiest person, the element, the everything that's going to be happy. People of religion are going to be happy again. And I really believe you can't be happy without religion, without that belief. I really believe it. I just don't see how you can be. So let's bring religion back. Let's bring God back into our lives. Well, we want to bring religion back stronger, bigger, better than ever before. Very important. And this is a good start. This is really good. We have to have religion, and it suffered greatly over the last few years, but it's coming back. It's coming back strong, and I want to thank you, Pastor Paula, who I have known for a long time. She's a fantastic person, and thanks to the thousands of believers here today from all across the country and from all around the world. They say, I can't run again. That's the expression, sir. Then somebody said, I don't think you can. Oh. It's great to be back at the prayer breakfast. And I hope you all agree it's nice to once again have a president that shows up to the prayer breakfast. And that agrees to be interviewed for the Super Bowl. I'm doing that too. From the very beginning of our republic, America has always been a nation founded by people of faith and strengthened by the power of prayer and united by four simple but very beautiful words. In God we trust. Just like they don't want to say Merry Christmas, but now they say it. Remember in 2016, I was a whole big part of my campaign. You're going to say Merry Christmas. Well, now they do it again. I don't know if you've been watching, but we got rid of woke over the last 2 weeks. Woke is gonzo. Despite the other side stealing hundreds of millions of dollars to promote woke. Did you see what happened? And I have great respect for the people that are doing it. Elon Musk is helping us on it. And he's pretty good. He's pretty good at it, but it was faith that led the pilgrims to cross an ocean and settle this majestic continent. God works in very strange ways. I'm a believer, like you're a believer, and we want to have a believer in this position. And it was confidence in America's God-given destiny. I have to remember, unyielding faith in America's mission that inspires us to make our country great again. And after years of decline, Americans are reasserting our true identity as a people ordained by God, believe in our destiny and trust in the providence of Almighty God. And I can tell you the opposite side, the opposing side, and they oppose religion, they oppose God. But I'm announcing that I will be creating a brand new presidential commission on religious liberty. It's going to be a very big deal. But religion, what they've done, and the persecution that they've executed have been just horrible. We won with evangelicals. We won with Christians by a lot. Today I'm signing an executive order to make our attorney general, who's a great person, she's going to be a great attorney general, Pam Bondi, the head of a task force, brand new, to eradicate anti-Christian bias. About time, right? Anti-Christian bias. Yeah, I never heard of that one before, right? But it's about time, isn't it, though, really? The mission of this task force will be to immediately halt all forms of anti-Christian targeting and discrimination within the federal government, including at the DOJ, which was absolutely terrible, the IRS, the FBI, and other agencies. In addition, the task force will work to move heaven and earth to defend the rights of Christians and religious believers nationwide. This week, I'm also creating the White House Faith Office, led by Pastor Paula White, who is so amazing. In the White House, we will protect Christians in our schools, in our military, in our government, in our workplaces, hospitals, and in our public squares. And we will bring our country back together as one nation under God. At the same time, every nation with big dreams and great ambition has recognized that there is no recourse more precious than the faith in the hearts of our people. It's the thing that makes our nation great. It makes other nations great. When you don't have it, you don't see great nations. Without God, we are isolated and alone. But with God, the scripture tells us all things are possible. Well, look at me. I'm standing before you today. I shouldn't be here. And, my son, Don, said, Dad, I'll tell you, you got saved by God. This is, I shouldn't say this, but that was a big statement for him to make. You know, you could say it's a miracle or you could say something, but it was God that saved me. But even in the dark, thank you. Yeah. Thank you very much. That's very nice. We know that God is good, our future is bright, and America's glorious destiny is just within our reach. And so together we will make America stronger and prouder, safer, freer, greater, and more faithful to our God than ever before. Okay? Thank you very much. God bless you all. And God bless America. God bless you.
These comments from Donald Trump came almost immediately after Donald Trump had announced that he was going to freeze government spending on programs for medicine for the sick, food for the hungry, shelter for the homeless. Donald Trump announced that he was getting rid of all of that. And then he made this speech. You know, when Donald Trump talks about the Christian God, I think that he's talking about himself in a way. He's talking about how he wants to be treated as a leader. He's looking at the Christian God as a model of leadership. Donald Trump takes the Christian God, who has claimed almighty authority over everybody and everything, as his inspiration for what the President of the United States should be. In these lines from his speech at the National Prayer Breakfast, the ideological roots of Donald Trump's totalitarianism, his fascism in Christian nationalism, are pretty obvious. Listen to the language.
At every stage of the American story, our country has drawn hope and courage and inspiration from our trust in the Almighty. Deep in the soul of every patriot is the knowledge that God has a special plan and a glorious mission for America. And that plan is going to happen. It's going to happen. I hope it happens sooner rather than later. It's going to happen. And it's his hand that guides us every single step of the way.
Even in just this small part of that speech, Donald Trump is describing the relationship between the cult of American nationalism and the divine Christian worship of the monarch in the sky and the monarch on earth. Only a person who interprets history through the ideological lens of their religion could believe that trust in the Almighty is somehow the defining characteristic of the American identity. The United States of America was born in the rejection of the almighty Christian nationalist authority of the British king. The idea of an almighty leader is not part of the American political model. The Constitution of the United States of America is designed to prevent any person from becoming almighty. At every stage of the American story, our country has drawn hope and courage and inspiration from our distrust in the Almighty. But Donald Trump? Donald Trump loves the Christian God. And not because the Christian God is good, but because the Christian God is powerful. There's no one more powerful. He draws his inspiration from the power of the Almighty God to make a plan and then execute that plan and then say it's going to happen, with no hope for anyone ever to disagree or stand in his way. That's the way the Christian God works, and it's the way that Donald Trump wants to work with our country. Just as the Christian God is supposed to be the totalitarian ruler of the entire universe, who controls everybody's lives every single step of the way. That's how Donald Trump wants to control every aspect of your life, of every American's life. Donald Trump says that Christianity unites people, but even as he says this, he can't help but complain about, quote, the opposite side, the opposing side, and they oppose religion, they oppose God, unquote. Doesn't sound like there's actually a lot of unity there. The truth that Donald Trump cannot escape, Christian nationalists can never escape, is that their religion doesn't unite people. Their religion divides people. With every passing year, fewer and fewer Americans identify as Christians and fewer Americans go to church because they see Christian leaders, like those at the National Prayer Breakfast, doing everything that they can to drive Americans into opposing sides and to persecute everyone who is not on their side. Donald Trump makes it clear that he is not just going to remove bias against Christians. It's really difficult to see where the bias against Christians is supposed to be. But no, he's going to use his power as a fascist leader with absolute authority to impose Christianity on Americans, whether they like it or not. And he'll start by forcing Americans to recognize the supremacy of Christmas. In the winter holiday season, there will be no season's greetings, no happy holidays. No, that won't be allowed anymore, Donald Trump says. Now, he says, people are going to have to say Merry Christmas and In God We Trust, whether they want to or not. Forcing people to say these things is what Donald Trump thinks qualifies as unity. Forcing everyone to do the same thing, to worship the same way, to believe the same thing. That's not unity. That's tyranny.
From the very beginning of our republic, America has always been a nation founded by people of faith and strengthened by the power of prayer and united by four simple but very beautiful words, In God We Trust. Just like they don't want to say Merry Christmas, but now they say it. Remember in 2016, I was a whole big part of my campaign. You're going to say Merry Christmas. Well, now they do it again.
Donald Trump is centering his fascist campaign to control Americans' private lives by using the power of the federal government to impose Christianity on all Americans. He says, quote, we'll bring our country back together as one nation under God, unquote. But you know, the Constitution very clearly states that the federal government must have no role in establishing an official national religion. Of course, Donald Trump doesn't care about the Constitution. He's violating the Constitution every day to increase his own power, sacrificing the good of our country for his own individual ambitions. The Constitution of the United States right now is effectively defunct. Raw power has now become the highest law of the land in the United States, and Christianity is at its core a worship of power. The Almighty God of the Christian Bible is a God of raw authoritarianism. And authoritarians believe that individual freedom is a danger to the safety of society. And that's why Donald Trump hates what he calls woke. So when Donald Trump says that he's gonna protect Christians from anti-Christian bias, what he actually means is that he's gonna end the equality of all Americans regardless of religion. And instead, he's going to give Christianity the special power to force all Americans to submit to its authority. Donald Trump's so-called protection is all about control. Donald Trump will use his power to allow Christians to control what our children learn in schools. He'll use his power to allow Christians to use the military to indoctrinate soldiers in their militant faith. Donald Trump will use his power to enforce civic religion as explicitly Christian, a way to control the federal government. And he'll allow Christians to compel religious practice in workplaces, in hospitals, and in public squares. Donald Trump envisions an America in which Christianity controls every aspect of life. Donald Trump promised to make the United States a nation where nobody can escape the power of Christianity. He announced that he's creating a White House office that's dedicated to imposing Christian nationalism, and that the Attorney General of the United States will form a task force to identify ways to impose Christianity through the American legal system. He bragged about his power and praised the Christian God as a God of power, and he did these things having just ordered an end to U.S. government spending on food for the hungry, on medicine for the sick, and shelter for the homeless. He did this right after breaking the law to impose his power as an absolute fascist leader of the United States. And over again, Christian leaders clapped for him as he spoke. They applauded the new fascist leader. They put their hands together and they cheered for the man who gleefully made others suffer as a demonstration of his power. At the National Prayer Breakfast, American Christian leaders showed their adoration for the raw power of fascism, and they did so because they know that Donald Trump's power, as that grows, the power of Christian leaders to enforce their religion across America will grow as well. Christian nationalism, in a nation where the law is defined by one unchecked strongman, with no real legislative branch, no powerful judiciary, one strongman, it's nothing more than a cult of power. Christian nationalism has sacrificed compassion in order to seize power, and in doing so, they've brought with them the worship of the Jesus of the Book of Revelation, a Messiah of fury and vengeance. Theirs is a Jesus who lets the hungry starve, who treats the homeless as if they're despicable, a plague on the country, and who withholds medicine from the sick, all the while blaming them for being sick because of their lack of faith. Their Jesus is cruel and cold. Their Jesus is ready to punish all of those who refuse to accept his almighty authority. Their Jesus is like their Trump. Their Trump is like their God. Theirs is a worship of power.